Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A hard-fought shootout game with Campbell on Saturday. You guys come up a little short, 45-31. As you've gone back and looked at a little tape, just give me impressions on what happened.
Well, I think, coming off the field on Saturday, I mean, both teams knew it was an extremely physical game. The guys really got after it on the field. We jumped out to a 23-7 lead in the first half. But to Campbell's credit, they had a good plan, and they just kept playing hard. And the last 4 minutes of the first half, it got away from us a little bit, and they were able to put 10 points on the board. And then really in the second half, that kind of belonged to Campbell. We were able to fight back and tie the score at 31 in the fourth quarter. The next possession we intercept, but it's nullified by a penalty. Then Campbell goes on to score, makes it 38-31. And then at the end of the game, with time running out and only one timeout left, we were really forced to do something I don't think anybody wants to do. But we had to call a thing on defense where you kind of let them score in order to get the ball back. If we had not done that, we wouldn't have got the ball back. They would have taken knees and ended the game. So, we tried to get it back and go on a drive. And, our thinking was, score a touchdown, onside kick, hopefully recover that, and have an opportunity to tie the game at the end. But it was a very, very physical game. It was very hard fought by both teams. I thought that, Campbell did an excellent job on their third and fourth down conversions, a little bit better job than we did. And that might have been one of the key points in the game.
Got a few questions from Steve Elson. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
Now that you've had a chance to kind of go back and look at the film, what do you see defensively in the second half from your guys, and what needs to be cleaned up there?
Well, I think first of all, the sheer size of their offensive line, which is the biggest line that we've ever played against, I think it wore on us a little bit. We were on the field, we couldn't get off the field on third down, as I said earlier, where they did a very good job with their third down conversions. And then, those big guys started leaning on us a little bit. And it was difficult to make the plays to get off the field. And then we had some, people that were that we gave up some big plays after that. And against a team like that, a team that can run the ball so effectively, you certainly can't give up chunks of yardage, whether it's in the run or the pass. So, we've got to do a better job in those areas.
Is there some kind of a learning curve with your defense in terms of some of the new stuff you're doing?
We're not really doing all that much new, to be honest with you. But yeah, there may be a little bit of a learning curve. There's new faces, I can say that, and there's a learning curve with some of those guys. They're 3 games in, so we should be at to the point now where we're settling in and feeling pretty good about what we're doing and playing with confidence. We still have a little bit of a ways to go in that area.
In terms of injuries, you had a few guys come out of the game. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're going to get some updates on those guys today. We did have a couple guys come out, as you mentioned, and hopefully that they'll be cleared to go and ready for practice tomorrow.
Terrific. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Kevin, offensively, you guys were balanced once again. You have 423 yards, over 200 yards, both rushing and passing again. But a couple of turnovers. How big were the turnovers to maybe stem some of the momentum that you were having on offense?
Well, it was really big. I mean, especially the last interception that we throw. I think it was 38-31 at the time. Or no, I mean, it's 31-31. We intercept it, but it's nullified by a penalty that we, kind of a self-imposed penalty on our defense. And then the very next possession, we throw an interception. That gives them the ball, and that kind of forced us into the situation where, we had to allow the score at the end in order to hopefully get the ball back.
Defensively, you guys were able to get some pressure on them. You're able to get 3 sacks, but as you said, with the size of their offensive line, the diversity, that's an offense that's among the top in the country. What makes those guys so hard to stop, both through the air and with that running game?
Well, the quarterback is I think the guy that makes him work. He's the guy that really heads up the running game. He heads up the passing game. He makes very, very good decisions. He's very accurate with the ball. We played him, I guess it was 2021, maybe the last time we played them. He was a little bit younger player then, but he's really developed and become a top-notch quarterback, a top-notch passer. He came into our game completing 80% of all his throws, which is incredibly high. He doesn't put the ball in bad spots. He knows where he's going with it. He's playing with a high level of confidence. The other thing that he can do is if you allow him to get out of the pocket, he can really hurt you running the ball. We did let him out one time, and he picked up probably 40 yards on the ground just because he is so athletic, so quick, and he's an imposing figure.
One of the guys that had a nice day for you was Ryan Moran, 12 tackles in that game. Maybe talk about his play Saturday.
You know, Ryan is he's one of those guys that, you know, every coach wants on their team. You want him on your defense. He's just a battler. He may not be the most physically imposing person, you know, to look at, but he's a guy that plays with a high motor. He's got a lot of desire, and he plays extremely hard every single time he's on the field.
Let's look ahead to Saturday. You guys are on the road at Lafayette. They're off to a 2-1 start. Just what do you see from them?
Well, you know, they're a team that, as you said, they're 2-1. They have wins over Sacred Heart and Columbia and a loss down at a very good ACC team in Duke. And the Duke score, although it may appear a little bit one-sided when you read the scoring line, it wasn't that type of game at all. I think that Lafayette is a team that, first of all, they play exceptional defense. They're giving up, I think, just under 20 points a game. They've got a linebacker number 26 and a safety number 11 who are really the leaders of their defensive unit. And the rest of the linebacking crew is extremely active. You know, they've given up less than 100 yards rushing per game if you take the Duke game out of it. And they play extremely well in the red zone, one of the better red zone defenses I've seen. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you know, they're really committed to running the ball, and they're doing it well. They're rushing for over 200 yards a game, and that includes the Duke game. Their running back, number 22, is just shy of 8 yards per carry. And they also have a big offensive line. They go 6'7", 6'6", 6'5", across the board. They've got an all-Patriot League tight end and who's 6'8". He's an excellent blocker, and he's a big target for the quarterback. So, you know, they're a team that, you know, we're going to have to play extremely well. We're going to have to be better this week than we were a week ago, just because they do so many things very, very well and at a high level.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Lafayette, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.